You know, the thing I think I'm seeing too, you know, you mentioned people are getting closer together and just sort of forgetting about it. I see fewer masks too. And I think when people are outdoors now, I'm noticing a lot more people don't feel like, you know, they need to wear them. And you know, maybe that's okay. The thing that came up yesterday, and I think this is an interesting subject, is when you're uncomfortable, who's enforcing social distancing? A couple of you said, you know, when I get uncomfortable, I'm not sure who really is enforcing it. It's not everywhere. A lot of places are doing a fine job at doing it themselves. And should police get involved with social distancing enforcement? And I think they have their hands full, and that's probably not a good thing for them to have to deal with, unless it really crosses some line. And then the thought came up, maybe restaurant staffers should handle that. Should they get involved? And that's probably something that is happening. You know, although I did talk to a restaurant owner yesterday who said it sometimes can get a little awkward, but they're doing it. But we may have one big answer to who's enforcing it. The city revenue department. Did you see this? They're out there already writing tickets. Businesses shut down during the pandemic are reopening. They're putting their tables out there. They're getting things straight and ready for the weekend. Some of them, it's their first day open forever, right? And they're out there with the tape measures. It happened at Cork and Carry in the Beverly neighborhood, and we want to talk to Bill Guide. He's on with us now. Bill Guide. I know that. Hey, Bill. Thanks for being on WGN. I mean, what a situation, huh?
Good afternoon, Anna. How are you?
Okay. I'm okay. I mean, did this just happen? I saw this cross, and I thought, we got to see if Bill will talk to us.
It did happen yesterday, last night. It actually at our Bridgeport location, at 33rd and Princeton. So it wasn't out in Beverly. It was at our Princeton location on the sidewalk.
And Anna, you've probably been there. That's where we do a lot of the White Sox pre-games
at
the Cork and Carry.
We love it over there, sure. I mean, we've been there many times. And a great spot, and just a legendary spot, really. You know, we love it there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just tell us what happened here. You're putting out the tables, and then they show up.
So yes, after, you know, we've been closed. Everybody knows we've been closed since St. Patrick's Day, and where we reopen on Wednesday, the city said, you know, go ahead and reopen safely. And you know, the last thing we want to do is put anybody in harm's way. I mean, that's not what we do, and safely. And we're trying our best. And then at 8 p.m., the Department of Revenue sends three of their inspectors in, and I wish it was a joke. It's not, with tape measures. And it was just, it's a little, I was surprised and very disappointed. And I know they've got jobs to do, but it's kind of the way they went about their job and the manner at which they have taken this, almost like we were doing something wrong, when the last thing we want to do is have any other, you know, the pandemic to resurface or to come back or a second, or however they want to phrase it. And that's the last thing we want to do. But they were kind of acting like, you know, we had already done it single-handedly ourselves. I shouldn't be surprised, given that we've been doing business in the city for 40 years. But I guess I'm never surprised anymore.
You have a lot of people on your side. I know that, Bill. Chicago Bars was tweeting out, the city's up for grabs, and the city is at our restaurant measuring the distance between our patio tables. Are you serious? Priorities. Or maybe that was from you guys. Chicago Bars maybe retweeted it. After being closed for 80 days, day one and a half, and this is what we get from the city. Unreal. Thanks for caring about small businesses. It seems like it sets a bad example. I mean, were they going business to business? Did you get a sense, Bill, what was happening there?
I do know that they also did the same thing to another establishment right down the street from us. So I do know. I just don't know why they went about it the way they went about it. These rules these guidelines that they've given us are brand new. I mean, maybe a week old. So we're all trying to, you know, adapt to this climate. And I would just wish that they would work with us and say, this is how we interpret the rules. But they didn't. They came in and expected us to know exactly what they meant in their guidelines. It was a little frustrating and upsetting.
Did they give you a ticket?
They did. They actually wrote us. So we haven't received our patio license as of yet because of the city hall's been closed. So they wrote us a ticket because we didn't receive our license yet, when in fact, you know, we've been asking for it for 3 months and we don't have it. And so they know that going in. They've got it all digitally. And so it was like they knew exactly what they were coming in with tape measure, and then so they did write us a couple citations.
Yeah, I think that's too bad, and they weren't willing to work with you because you're right. There's also this rule where if you have glass windows or some sort of paneling, and that you can go 8 feet into your restaurant and set up outside tables there. And I just was even reading the stories about it that were just general, not specifically broken down. It's pretty hard to really just kind of figure out absolutely everything that they're looking for the restaurants to do.
I would just wish that they would be a little bit more, I don't know if the word, I understand, again, I don't want to make it seem like I'm complaining. I'm just very surprised that they're doing it the way they're doing it with the current climate and the business we've been, you know, they say that they're behind us and they understand what we've been going through, but it doesn't feel like they do. It just really doesn't.
Maybe like a warning or something like that would be good, and sort of some advice about how to set it up better.
Exactly. Right. Just the clarifications of these new, brand new guidelines. How about a little bit of leeway or guidance or just this is how we interpret it. So next time we come back, this is what we'd like to see. But it wasn't that way.
No, it wasn't. And the other thing I think that stands out about it, it's the revenue department. It's not like the
health
department. Correct.
It wasn't the health department. No, it was revenue officers.
Revenue officers. Well, I'm sorry, Bill, you went through that. And we support you. We love the Cork and Carry. I mean, look. And so I wish you the best for the reopening and hope, you know, you're getting a lot of to-go and delivery stuff and all that, because I know that's been keeping restaurants afloat during all this, and this was the big reopening. So, you know,
thank you so much.
I wish you the best, Bill, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you.